Sechtes Makis, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hei. Mechuvanais lahen drachim izulazu. So you have to prepare roads from the Goyal Adam to the cities. There should be roads that make it easy for the Goyal, for the person who killed B'shegik to get to the Ari Miklot so that the Goyal Adam doesn't catch him and kill him. Shenemar, tachin lam aderach v'shilashta. You should prepare a road for yourself and divide up the land in a way that makes it easy for the murderer to get to Ari Miklot. So the way it would work is, we'll see the Mishnah is going to tell us soon, they went straight to Ari Miklat. Someone kills, whether he killed Shegig or Mezid, they go to Ari Miklat. And then Bezdin calls them out, they go back to Bezdin, they get their judgment. And then, if he killed B'Shegig, we return him to Ari Miklat. So on the way back to Ari Miklat, the Bezdin would provide for them two Talmidei Chachamim to escort them back to Ari Miklat. Why? So the Mishnah says, in order to keep the Goyal Adam from killing him on the way. So this, if the Goyal Adam shows up, they will speak to him and tell him, don't kill him, let it be. Not only do the two people, the two Chachamim, speak to the Goyal Adam, he himself should speak for himself and try to plead his case. These are the words of the Reitzeach. So you see the Reitzeach himself should plead for his own case. Mishnah. Vav, Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Yehuda, Aimer. So now Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Yehuda gives us the way that they would, after a person killed, how he would end up in Ari Miklat. This is B'tchilam. At first, as soon as a person kills someone, Echad Shegig, Vechad Mezid, Magdim in Ari Miklat. Whether he did it B'Shegig, whether he did it B'Mezid, he goes straight to Ari Miklat. U'Bezdin Shalcha Mevin Oysim Sham. So Bezdin sends to bring him from there. And they judge him. Mishan is chayiv misa b'bezdin. If he's chayiv misa b'bezdin haroguhu, so they execute him right away. Shalain is chayiv misa. If he's not chayiv misa, pachru. They say that he's potter. Mishan is chayiv galos. If the person did a b'shagig, so he's chayiv galos. Machzir naisalim kaimai. We return him, like we said in the Mishnah before, with those shluchim shenemar ve'yishivu oisaya edal ir miklatai. The congregation, meaning the court, should return him, the person who did b'shagig, to the city of refuge. Now, how long does a person stay in Ari Miklat? So the Mishnah, we know that they stay there ad mois kain gadol, until the kain gadol dies. What type of kain gadol? So the Mishnah says, echad mashuach b'shemen. Whether this kain gadol became a kain gadol through being anointed by the Shemen HaMishcha, which eventually they had in the end of Bayis Rishon, they hid away in order that it should not be taken away. So they hid away the Shemen HaMishcha. So from then on, in order to make a kain gadol, so they did it by the echad hamruba b'bgadim. If you put on the big day kain gadol, that made him a kain gadol. Or if, let's say, someone was doing it temporarily, meaning he was kain gadol temporarily because the main kain gadol became tamei, is machzirin esaritzeach. If any of these kain gadols die, so that causes him to go to leave Ari Miklat. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, af mashrach malchama maser esaritzeach. Even someone who was appointed for war, meaning the kain gadol would get up, to be appointed a kain gadol, was called a mashuach milchama, in order to go ahead and give chizik to the people going to war. So if he died also, that is machzer the reitzeach from Ari Miklat. Lefikach im ha'sein shal kehanim, since the death of the kain gadol freed the reitzeach, so the mothers of the kehanim, the sapkes le michya uksus, they would make sure to provide food and clothing for the murderers, kadesh la yispalu al b'nei m'sheimusu, that they shouldn't daven that the kehanim gedolim should die. Mishnah Nigmar Dina imes kain gadol. Now the Mishnah says, let's say after the Gmar Din, the kain gadol dies, hareze in a gaila. He does not go to galus. Meaning, even if he didn't make Yatari Miklat, but there was already Gmar Din, they pass Ganonim, he has to go to galus. And now the kain gadol dies, he is free, does not have to go to Ari Miklat. Imagine Nigmar Din imes kain gadol. Let's say it happened before the kain gadol died before the Gmar Din. Umanu achar tachtav, and now we appointed a new kain gadol. And la'achar mikain nigmar dinai, and now there's a psak bezdin chayzer b'misase shos sheni. So now he goes back. He goes out of Ari Miklat. If the second kain gadol dies, have a good day.